Hello, everybody, and welcome to the 8th edition of Soup and Science. It's something we started, I forget when, 4.5 years ago, and we have it at the beginning of the fall term, the beginning of the spring term. And every day at lunchtime, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, we have 5 or 6 professors who will be presenting just a little bit about the research in no more than 3 minutes. To all of you guys, and every day it will be a different bunch of 5 professors. The reason we're doing this is that around 2001, 2002, McGill started hiring 100 professors a year. Within the Faculty of Science, most of the professors have been hired in the last 6 or 7 years. We hired so many people, so many good people, and so quickly that in departments people lose track of who the profs were. And so different departments started to have meetings where people would get together and introduce themselves to each other. And the thing that people had in common that is the basis of that introduction is the one thing they have in common is science. So they would talk a little bit about what the science they do, and then they'd have cookies or cake or something like that. So we decided in the faculty we would copy that idea and use it as a way to roll out our platform on undergraduate research and the opportunities there are to do research with some of the professors at the university. And we started this thing, Soup and Science. So the way it works, we have 6 professors today. We have Amy Bloom from chemistry, James Colton from microbiology and immunology, Brian Leung from biology in the McGill School of Environment, Guy Moore from physics, Seok-Woo Sun from atmospheric and oceanic science, and Simon Tran. Nice to meet you, Simon. From dentistry. There's only one faculty of science at McGill, but there are scientists in practically all the other faculties at McGill. So the Soup and Science event not only has people in the faculty of science, but people from dentistry, from medicine, from the other faculties where there are scientists in the university. After we're done, we will have a series of skill testing questions, so that it will be academic content associated with knowledge picked up in the talks, and there'll be the fun of winning a commemorative T-shirt or the fun of watching me make a fool of myself trying to throw the T-shirts out to people. I will do that. I think 2 years ago, I think I hit it up there and it got stuck in the lights. It was very pathetic. I'm only the front man for this. The organizers and volunteers I'd like to thank, in particular Victor Chisholm, who's our undergraduate research officer. Victor is likely the tallest person in the room. So afterwards, if you want to talk to Victor about opportunities for undergraduate research, he'll be out there and very happy to talk to you about it. The other people who have contributed to the work to set things up today are Tony DiPaolo Bellavo, Catherine Peterson, Alba Ferfaro, Lisa Maggio, and Ahelia Vijayasinavasan, and the volunteers from the Science Undergraduate Society, of course the profs who will be presenting in front of us today. You'll have an opportunity to talk with them, I should mention, over, of course, a sandwich or some soup outside in the hall when we're all done.